giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN, real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? 3, 2. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News with host Real Time News, James Powell.
Thank you for joining us on our podcast videocast today. We ask you to subscribe, share, and connect with us on all of our links below or around this video and or podcast. And specifically for YouTube and Rumble and Anchor FM. Of course, Anchor FM shoots to several different venues, and you can listen to our podcast on that. We are starting out today with a verse of the day, and just reminding you that we have switched our podcast, videocast, to starting out with verse of the day. We do several news articles, and then we end with tech. Just to let you know that we originally started our podcast about tech because I'm an online marketer. I do video, info videos, and I am a minister. So that is why I kind of covered the tech and the verse of the day. Also, I love politics, so I figured, you know, hey, I'll just kind of dwarf this into cover all, but I'm also trying to shorten the podcast, videocast also. But we will be dropping, of course, you saw my intro. We drop an ad in the middle, and then we have the outro. And if you'd like to advertise on our podcast, we would love to do that for you. And as we grow, we would like to, we'll come up with some prices. I already have some prices for some of our advertisers, but I am an affiliate marketer. But if you would like your local, or no matter where you're at, we can give you a package, create an info video for you, and target your local area. So thank you very much for listening. Let's get into the verse of the day. Verse of the day is 1 John 4:8. That's 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Let me read that again. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Thoughts on today's verse? An unloving person doesn't know God. It's that simple. Enough said. The prayer, Father, bless me. Please bless me with a loving heart and a lifestyle that generously shares your love with others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that is the bottom line. We need to love others. In the political climate we're in, in fact, I've been telling several people that we are in a sifting time right now. Sifting in the political world and sifting in the church world. We need to band together, pull together, push for truth. Truth is what we want. God is about truth. And so we are in a sifting time. Stand strong, stand up, and stand for God. All right, let's jump into the political news. First article I have is Biden White House wages war on First Amendment. And it states, we support the need for social media platforms to take steps to reduce hate speech. Basically, they are obsessed, or should I say scared, of Trump. The Democrat media complex is obsessed with Donald Trump. A reporter asked White House press secretary if Trump's absence from social media platforms makes COVID relief negotiations easier. And this may be hard to believe, but we don't spend a lot of time talking or thinking about President Trump, press secretary said. Former President Trump, to be very clear. Actions speak louder than words. Let me tell you, folks, the Democrats, the liberals, the rhinos are scared because Trump has called them out. Trump has exposed their political, they're all about themselves. That's the bottom line. So be ready. There's going to be more coming from Trump. I'm telling you, in the near future, and it could be in the very, very, very near future, not just 2024. Trump's not done. He's coming back. The article states, when asked if Biden supports the continued ban of Trump from social media, the speaker said, the Biden White House supports the need for social media platforms to continue to take steps to reduce hate speech. Well, you know, they're coming for you. If you are a conservative, they're coming for you. So we are in a sad moment in America, but truth will prevail. I'm telling you, God's going to win. Truth will prevail, and be ready in the next few months. All right, the next article, America's frontline doctors. The mandates for experimental therapies are neither permissible nor advisable, from America's frontline doctors. And if you remember, the America's frontline doctors are the ones that come out against, they had therapies like hydroxychloroquine, and I believe they even talked of remdesivir for therapeutic remedies for COVID. And this is all a new age, a globalist agenda about COVID. So America's frontline doctors have created a website where they urge Americans to sign a petition that warns mandates for experimental medical therapies are neither permissible nor advisable. Now, let me remind you, if you remember correctly, the America's frontline doctors, they came out, they stood up against CDC, and they got all their videos, their website taken down, their videos taken down. We're talking about, we want truth. We want truth and transparency. That's the bottom line. That's all the Americans deserve that. Truth and transparency. That's it. And on this article, it says, update, Facebook deletes the video. U.S. frontline doctors hold presser in Washington, D.C. to dispel misinformation on COVID-19, including attacks on life-saving HCQ treatments. Facebook deleted the video. So, my question is, if you're about truth, truth investigates both sides of the story. Truth is transparent. And if you are about truth, why do you delete things? I'll leave it right there. Our next article is the FBI now has less than 3 months to produce the Seth Rich material. If you remember, Seth Rich was the one that was died, got murdered, and but now a judge is coming out giving an order of so long. They have till April 23rd, 2021 to come up with all the information. So what that means is, you know, there's been many saying there's been information out there that they've hid. So I know there, here's the article, I know there is enormous distrust and frustration over the almost utter failure of the Department of Justice and the courts to play fair and do the right thing, but at least this judge is not playing along with the deep state. The judge gave the FBI 82 days to produce all material in their possession that mentions the name Seth Rich. So that is actually good. It sounds like, looks like, and possibly they're trying to dig to get to the truth. And again, I say again, this is about transparency. This is about truth. This is about being honest. That is where Americans, we need to be honest with each other. It does not matter what side of the aisle you're on politically. I would rather debate someone that is a principled liberal. They know what they believe and they stick with it, instead of being like in the political winds, you know, stick your finger in the air and depending on how the political winds blow, that's how you believe. Let's be principled Americans, whatever your belief is, and let's push America first, but be principled about your beliefs. If you know, I'm a Christian, I don't believe in abortion, I believe that's killing a baby, but if you are for it, you know, have reasons why. You know, don't just change with the political winds. I'm telling you, it's for the good of America. Everything each side of the political aisle does should be for the good of America and not the good of the world and not the good of all the other countries, but put America first. So, and I'm telling you, it's my show, so I can give my opinion. But I do thank you for listening, and I thank you for joining in. And all the links around, if you'd like to donate to us, we'd love it. Right below is a PayPal link if you'd like to donate. All right. Let's go ahead and let's look at this next article. Top Trump advisor makes major prediction about the 2024 election. Okay. Now, this is pretty interesting, to be honest, because I can see it. There is going to be a backlash against the liberals and Democrats like they've never, never, ever seen. And the rhinos. It kind of shows you how out of touch those inside the DC circle are. In the middle of a pandemic, the article reads, America is watching the House Democrats act quicker to roll out a second impeachment of Donald Trump than they have acted in providing relief for Americans and small businesses struggling with the lockdowns. Think of that. They're so focused on getting rid of Donald Trump, but they don't care about you, the small business owner, or the American that's struggling. Your place of employment closed down due to a lockdown. They don't care about you. They want to get rid of Donald Trump, and that's why I'm saying they're scared of Donald Trump. Now that the political establishment has reclaimed power, supposedly in the White House, and put fences up around the Capitol, they're steamrolling full speed ahead, undoing President Donald J. Trump's legacy with executive orders at record pace. So, during a Saturday interview with Fox News, former top Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro blasted former Attorney General Bill Barr for working on behalf of Joe Biden. Navarro blamed Barr and the Justice Department for blocking President Trump's executive orders during the final 60 days of the Trump administration. So, let me just say this. There are a lot of things that are going on from all of my research, and I'll just put it like this. Donald Trump is a fighter. President Trump is a fighter, and he went away a little quiet. So I really don't believe he's done. I believe we're truly going to hear from him very, very soon. And when I say very soon, you're going to hear from him before 2024. I'm saying again. But there's a lot of things there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. All right, the article states, while the commander and they call it corpse, Sleepy Joe, struggles to find a place for his pen in between the signing of all these executive orders, Donald Trump is taking a much-needed break golfing in sunny Florida. Right there. If he was worried, he has a plan. I'm telling you, there is a plan, and he's golfing. And Trump is a fighter. Trump is a fighter. So, and he's golfing? So something is going to happen. I'm telling you, something is going to happen. All right, we're going to do two more articles, and we're going to do the break. And then we'll come back with the tech news and then end the show. But I do thank you for listening, and I thank you for being with us. All right. Smear job complete. CNN poll claims Melania, most unpopular first lady ever. Get that. The CNN claims the media's goal of smearing former first lady Melania Trump apparently works, supposedly, if you still believe in polling, which most Americans don't. They were wrong. The polls are wrong so much. According to CNN survey, Melania Trump has been labeled the least popular first lady in modern American history. I just have to chuckle because that is not true. Of course, we all know this is not true and has more to do with how the media smeared and insulted her for 4 years. So they've been downing Trump, that Melania, it's like they've had 98% negative coverage for 4 years. And Trump still successfully did stuff. Wow. Just think if the media and the rhinos and the Democrats would have worked just a little bit, put America before themselves, how much greater things would have been. Not only that, the article states, not only was this the lowest approval rating of her time under the title, but according to the outlet, it was the lowest rating among first ladies in the history of the poll. And I say, baloney. Baloney. Can you say that? Baloney. I'm telling you, there's no way. Does anyone honestly believe Hillary was more popular first lady than Melania Trump? No way. No way. All right, one more article. And this is the one where we're going to try to play a video, see if it works. Trump's social media director shares new Trump video. It's good. So we're going to try to go ahead and play that, and let's see what happens. Give me a moment here.
If I give you one message to hold in your hearts today, it's this. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward.
Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. That is inspirational to me. Very inspirational. When you know, you keep getting pushed back at, you know, you've hit something that you've hit their sore spot. And Trump is not done, I'm telling you. All right, we're going to take a break. We thank you for joining us, and we are going to be right back with the tech, and then I have two tech articles, and then we will end this podcast. I do thank you for listening, and we'll be right back. We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe, this is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wyze door lock. And again, Wyze, WYZE, Wyze door lock. jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock. Wyze door lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wyze app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. And we are back. We do thank you for those of you that have continued to join us and listen to us. We ask you again to share, connect with us on all of our social media channels below. And if you would like to donate to us, the link is below, our PayPal link, or you can purchase from the affiliate links that we have around this video and or on Anchor FM and all the outlets that it pushes to. We ask you, if you would like to advertise with us, we would invite you to do that. And also on Anchor FM, we would like for you to send in your message of how God is helping you and how God has blessed you. And we will play it. We want to start playing those on the broadcast. So please go to Anchor FM. Go to our link down below to our Anchor FM. And please leave a message. And we would love to share that with everyone on our podcast and video cast. We really do appreciate all those who join us. All right. In the tech, we're going to do two different articles, and then we're going to end the show. All right, Xiaomi device will charge devices from across the room. The multinational electronics company announced the development of a new power transmission system that can charge a cell phone from across the room without any wires or charging pads. The Mi Air Charge technology, still in development, is capable of providing 5 watts of power to a device around 16 feet away. Transmission is unaffected by physical objects between transmission and receiving points. As a technology blog posted on its website, the core technology of the remote charging lies in space positioning and energy transmission. The charging base is composed of an array of 144 antennas that utilize BEAM forming to send millimeter wide waves directly to a cell phone or other device. Beam forming creates wireless signals that are aimed towards a specific device to achieve a faster, more reliable, and more direct connection. Devices such as smartphones capture the waves and convert them into power. Beacon antennas on the devices to be charged emit low power signals, allowing the charging station to pinpoint their location. So basically, it's very evident that this is the beginning of true wireless charging. And once, let's just think this out a little bit. With wireless charging, you also have, it's going to happen, wireless electronics. I mean, that's where this is, headed. You know, like for the, not just a battery operated, but remote, which you can do that some, but you know, you're going to have wireless, wireless light switches and everything, which there are some that do. So, all right, the last article, computer assisted Venus flytrap captures objects on demand. I thought this was pretty cool. You know, the plant, the Venus flytrap that captures the bugs and things. Well, this is what, for you on the podcast, it shows the picture of the Venus flytrap, the plant. Exploring new approaches to improve the capabilities and accuracy of robots, a team of researchers in Singapore has turned to an unexpected source, plants. Robots have been dispatched to move cars, lift weighty inventory in warehouses, and assist in construction projects. But what if you need to delicately lift a tiny object 1/50th of an inch to accomplish that task? Singapore team turned to a Venus flytrap, one of nature's more fascinating plants. The flytrap, a native of North Carolina, contains tiny hairs on two leaf lobes that, when stimulated by an insect, shut tight and slowly devour the prey. By integrating a portion of the flytrap into a robotic arm, researchers using a cell phone transmitted an electronic pulse that triggered the flytrap to grasp a tiny piece of wire. In another experiment, when the flytrap was disconnected from the robotic arm, it was prompted to capture a slowly moving 1 gram weight. So, a lot of research, a lot of crazy stuff, to be honest. But it's kind of neat to see where tech goes. I enjoy tech, but you need to be careful not let that totally dominate your life. Just being very, very honest, and you need to be very careful. And I'm talking to myself. Don't let tech dominate your life. Okay, before we go, I do want to read the verse again. Whoever does not love does not love God, because God is love. 1 John 4:8. We thank you for listening. We ask you to share, connect, and check out all of the links around this video podcast and or our podcast, Anchor FM, and all the outlets. We thank you for joining us. We will catch you on the next podcast. Video podcast is James Powell, your host. Thank you much. Have a great day, and God bless. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page, send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you. Have a great day, and God bless.